USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump signing an executive order that limits immigration for at least 60 days. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany tells Fox News what the executive order means.
Well, first, I want to emphasize that President Trump approached this in a very smart and measured way. This affects green card holders, not temporary workers. So hotels, for instance, landscapers, these types of jobs will not be affected. But what President Trump has said is this: we're at a time where the American worker must come first.
President Trump is mourning the loss of life in the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
As more than 180 nations around the world battle the vicious coronavirus, we continue to mourn the precious souls who have been lost, so sadly lost, and so unnecessarily lost.
The president speaking at the White House, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Death the sound in Missouri as protesters are calling for the opening of the economy in Jefferson City. Meanwhile, the protests taking place in Michigan are not deterring Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
You compare what's going on the ground here in Michigan, I know that we're going to have to be really methodical and data-driven about what sectors of our economy we engage and when. It is going to be a slow reentry.
These folks telling Fox News they're not happy with all the restrictions and lockdowns.
The statistics have shown there's no reason that healthy people should be forced to stay home. There's no reason for it right now.
We need to reopen the country, and we want our lives back now.
The governor of Washington State is endorsing Joe Biden for president. The endorsement from Democratic Governor Jay Inslee comes as no surprise. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
I have seen a change in how I feel. I do feel better. I actually feel like doing stuff, if that makes any sense. It's just a better feeling just throughout my whole body.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
If all goes according to plan, the House on Thursday will be voting on a $500 billion coronavirus relief bill. With the bill passing in the Senate on Tuesday, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, shares with Fox News some of the things in the bill.
It's got money for the PPP, small business program, hospitals and testing. The last bill we passed had money for small businesses, hospitals and testing. The problem is last Thursday we ran out of money for our PPP program, the program for small businesses. There was and still is money left for hospitals and testing. Senator Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, instead of allowing us to refill the program last week for the small businesses, said we had to wait and do it this week to add more money for hospitals and testing when we haven't run out yet. That makes no sense to me. I don't know how many thousands of businesses we have lost as a result of this week's delay. And it does make me angry, as you can tell. I think it was wildly irresponsible. I've tried to see it from their point of view, but frankly, I can't because I can't get my head that far up my rear end. We got to stop the partisan political pageantry and start thinking about working together.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.